Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, decreasing winds, otherwise partly cloudy, a low of 40. A high wind warning remains in effect for all of southern Wisconsin through 8 o'clock tonight. Sustained winds of 30 to 40 miles per hour will continue through this evening, with gusts of 50 to 60 miles per hour still possible. The Racine Police and Fire Commission will meet on Friday to discuss extending Police Chief Art Howell's contract after he was named a finalist for the chief's job in Rockford, Illinois. It was 4 years ago this weekend that Howell was named chief after a longer-than-expected nationwide surge. Friday's meeting will be held in closed session. However, a decision could be announced afterward in open session. The other finalists for the Rockford position are the department's current assistant deputy chief and a commander from the Elgin, Illinois Police Department. The new Rockford chief is expected to be chosen next week. There's now more than just a faint ray of hope for resurrecting a proposed CVS pharmacy on the southeast corner of Washington Avenue and Ohio Street on Racine's west side. After a 7-6 common council vote to rescind a zoning denial from last year, which seemed at the time to kill the project, Alderman Henry Perez argued the site is currently not pretty, but added it could be.
In addition to that, we had a 20% petition from the neighbors that was qualified, except that now, since this has taken so long, one of those people in the petition has actually sold their property, and the 20% petition is no longer valid because it falls under 20%. So there really is no objection then from the adjoining neighbors to rezone this property and put a CVS in.
Council President Dennis Weiser said it will hurt that immediate neighborhood. City development staff has not heard from CVS in months, while no comment has been the response to media inquiries about the company's position about the West Side Racine location. News this past weekend that the nonprofit running Racine's First Choice pre-apprenticeship program is shutting down and likely dissolving caught a lot of people off guard and got attention at last night's Common Council meeting. Program Director Ola Bayou was uncharacteristically animated about what the local effort has done over the years and how it's being taken away in favor of a Milwaukee job training effort called Big Step. Alderman Sandy Widener wondered about using CDBG funding toward maintaining First Choice. City Administrator Tom Friedel, noting Human Capital Development Corporation runs First Choice, would have to receive additional federal CD funding to keep it going under the rules, not the program's leader directly.
So it wouldn't be a case of giving Mr. Bayou programming money. If the corporation itself dissolves, and I understand they're having a meeting this week to decide just what they're going to do, then there would be no organization for us to allocate money to. And so we're kind of in a state of flux with that. You know, the city supported that organization for the last 10 years.
The city is still in the process of trying to get answers on what happens with property reference the transition, which will take 120 days, according to a news release from the organization behind Milwaukee's Big Step program. Habitat for Humanity is in the planning stages of the construction of a second home in Mount Pleasant's Lakeside neighborhood. The request for a conditional use permit, the subject of a public hearing yesterday evening. Village Development Director Logan Martin said because the neighborhood is zoned as a conservation holding district, the project requires the additional permit. Leanne Lonstein, the executive director of Habitat for Humanity, said they're excited about the new project in the neighborhood.
We can see a lot of great things happening there, of course, the cop house and the playground, and we're going to be working on our second house, I hope. And it won't stop there because we know that there are other projects that are in the vicinity that are just screaming out for our help, too.
The new one-and-a-half-story home is planned for a currently vacant lot between the COP house and the first Habitat home built in the 2200 block of Mead Street. The Village Plan Commission approved the CUP request at their meeting this afternoon. The now-approved Frank Lloyd Wright Trail would begin along I-94 at the Illinois-Wisconsin line, continue to Madison, and then to southwestern Illinois, where the famed architect held residences. The state Senate, among the bills approved on their final day of the session, supported $500,000 toward the trail project, which Governor Walker vetoed in the original budget process. Several public buildings designed or constructed by Wright will be highlighted for tourism along the trail, including the S.C. Johnson Research Tower in Racine and the Wingspread Center in Wind Point. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.